catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Tuesday night, the Ducks traveled up the coast to Seattle to take on the Kraken at Climate Pledge Arena. Anaheim rode into the evening riding a 5-game point streak, with their last meeting against Seattle coming in Anaheim on November 27th. The Kraken won that contest by a final of 5-4. With Seattle entering Tuesday's game riding a 4-game win streak, the Kraken got going early with a pair of tallies in the first.
Back the other way, Beniers. Far McCann in front, Beniers shoots wide! Of an open side, stick side to Gibson. Another shot, they score! The defenseman Oleksiak jumped in deep, got the puck from behind the net, and fired it by Gibson to give Seattle an early 1-0
Grant
lead.
Feeds it in for Jason Megna on the ice here. To Comtois, takes the solid hit from Adam Larson. Puck centered out of the reach of Fowler. And back comes Seattle, breaking 3-on-3 at the moment. And Fowler came back, break it up momentarily. Then they put it in the goal on a wrist shot. Off to the right of John Gibson by Jared McCann. They strike quickly. It's 2-0 for the Kraken.
2-0 was the score after 20 minutes of action, but just 35 seconds into the middle frame, Trevor Zegras put home another jaw-dropping goal.
Here comes Harrington, up ahead for Ryan Strome, chops it in front, Zegras scores! Oh, what a pretty play that was! Backhand to forehand in a matter of a second or two, and he beats Grubauer to put Anaheim on the board, who now trail 2-1.
A between-the-legs goal for Zegras' 21st tally of the season, Ryan Strome and Scott Harrington assisted on Anaheim's first score of the game. Nearly 17 minutes later in the second period, Seattle extended their lead.
Back is Brandon Tanev. Steamrolling in, feeds Sprong a shot, they score! A hard wrist shot by Sprong, bounced off the catching glove of Gibson, went over the goal line, and Seattle increases their second period lead to 3-1.
3-1 was the score headed into the final frame of action. In the third, Seattle put home their fourth of the contest.
Off to McCann in front for Wennberg, couldn't handle the pass. Seattle's power play continuing here. Holden in, works it out for Vince Dunn. Now a feed, a shot, they score from way out. The circle to the left of John Gibson, a one-time blast by Eli Tolvanen on a power play, increases the Seattle advantage to 4-1.
With a minute and 27 seconds left in the game, Max Comtois gave the Ducks their second goal of the contest.
Here's Silverberg, front of the net, Max Comtois scores. Comtois sticks it in to the right of the goaltender Grubauer with a minute 27 left in the third period. It's now a 4-2 Seattle lead.
Comtois' sixth goal of the season, Jakob Silverberg and Cam Fowler assisted on the score. With just 18 seconds left, Seattle tallied their fifth and final goal on an empty netter.
Ryan Strome circles there, trying to move it ahead. Yanni Gourde into an open net. And it's 5-2 for Seattle.
5-2 was the final score as the Kraken snapped the Ducks' 5-game point streak. Anaheim will be back in action on Wednesday night as they'll travel to Vancouver to take on the Canucks. Puck drop will be at 7 p.m. Pacific time with the pregame show beginning on DuckStream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.